Market roundup. The S&P was flat this year. The Dow was up 5.5%. It's very interesting. I was up in New York in 2010, and all the papers declared that the Dow was going to have a good year. It took a lot of work, if not MF Global, but sure enough, the Dow was up a tad for the year. Global stock markets were down. The BRICS and the emerging markets got hit very hard. There's a PDF of charts up on our blog post for the wrap-up, and they'll be in the transcript, but they'll give you a good roundup of how things did. Gold was up 8%. We started the year at 14,000, flew up to 1,900, and then went back down into the 1,500s. It was an ugly end of the fourth quarter. November and December normally a good month, and of course December was a dreadful month for the precious metals. My predictions didn't do so well. I had predicted that gold would end the year at 1650 in the beginning of the year, and my feeling was the Dow would be up and gold would be 1650, and the central bankers would never allow gold to significantly outperform the equity markets. But when gold headed up into 1900, I didn't stick with my original. I thought it would hit above 2,000. That turned out to be wrong, and sure enough, it's now hovering about 1620. So I wish I'd stuck with my original. Silver had quite a volatile year. It was down 11% after rising from $30 to $50 in spring and then falling back down into the high 20s. The surprise top performer for the year was the 10-year Treasury, which was up 16%, outperforming equities and commodities. But again, it took MF Global and a real sort of pull down of the futures markets to achieve that. What's interesting is if you look at how the markets were doing as of the end of November, it's very interesting to compare gold and the equity markets. We had, for example, at the end of November, we had the S&P 500 down 8% and gold up 18%. And if you look at across the other markets, the same thing. Gold up dramatically against the stock markets in a variety of markets around the world. And so it took sort of December to bring them back into balance, but that's what happened. Municipal bonds did just fine, ignoring Meredith Whitney's prediction of catastrophic number of bankruptcies. And part of what helped that was that the U.S. dollar index roared above 81 at the very end of the year. And it's proof, again, that the politically managed system can keep a slow burn going. Now, albeit it took escalating force that is counterproductive to economic health, if anything, it's wealth destroying.